Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. We have Fareed here, and we're going to talk about cardiovascular. You know, sometimes I like to go back to first principles. You know, I tell people, you know, because I have a personality defect. I ask more questions than any rational human being has ever lived. And I have a high curiosity index, which means I don't mind feeling stupid. And in fact, you can't get wise unless you feel stupid enough to realize your worldview and your science and your presumptions about anything are either incomplete or completely wrong. Now, one of the first questions I like to do, especially when I talk to people that are, you know, double, triple boarded, cardiologists, whatever, internal medicine, specialist in research, is I ask them real, what I call mind-bending questions like, what is heart disease? And tell me, I'd like to get your answer, because you're a very well-informed person to the public. What is heart disease? What do you think it is to you?
Well, that's when your cholesterol numbers go out of whack.
Wrong. That's wrong. Okay, what's next? What's
well, you know what heart disease is, right?
Cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease.
You get free radicals. You're being facetious there, right?
Yeah, I know. You're acting like an average citizen. Okay. Let me tell you what heart disease is. You have a cell in your body called a macrophage. Macro in Latin means big eater cell. And big eater cells go along. They're like the garbage collectors. They go along your streets every week. You know, we get the garbage collector on Tuesday. And they collect our recyclables and our non-recyclables. And that's what macrophages do. And they primarily eat things like, you know, fat globules of oxidized cholesterol called 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol and T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids. Now, fatty acids are much more oxidizable if they're partially hydrogenated. So if you get hydrogenated oils, which you should never eat, or if you oxidize cholesterol because you have a high free radical load in your body, you need to protect it by taking antioxidants. Things like our gamma E plus to stop nitroproxy, cell detox glucosamine to stop hydroproxy, and singlet oxygen to stop with the transketolase enzyme fat soluble thiamine. Now, you have to, if you want to, you got to, in other words, protect your macrophages. You also have to have adequate levels of vitamin K, K2 especially, so you don't calcify your arteries. And you got to support the mitochondria. Now, there's a number of things that make you get heart disease. The first one is, everybody who has heart disease is hypothyroid. Everyone. Now, there's two types of hypothyroidism. One is Hashimoto's, where your gland gets attacked after you have a gland virus, and you have an elevation of thyroid peroxidase enzymes, and your gland gets damaged, and you don't have enough output of T4 and T3, and you probably are not also converting T4 to T3 in your tissues. The second thing that happens is called type 2 hypothyroidism. That type 2 is basically 50 to 100 times more common. It's related to prediabetes and diabetes. And the first thing that happens is an elevated blood sugar. It's elevated free radical levels, primarily in your muscles and your other tissues of your body. And when that happens, your tissues, basically your muscles, are forced to use fatty acids instead of sugar, so it's a survival adaptation. So you survive a famine, but it predisposes you to heart disease and dementia and heart failure. So our diet in North America is insulinogenic. It stimulates insulin. If you had a loaf of bread, let's say 110 years ago in Canada or the United States, I think you're on your computer because then you hear click clicks. You want to probably stop the click clicks.
Oh, sorry,
I got you. Anyway, so if you're living in 110 years ago, let's say in 1899 or whatever, 120 years ago, if you're eating bread, it took you a day to digest it. And there are little tiny micro rocks in your bread, so it would grind down your teeth like the ancient Egyptians. So you see the skeletons of ancient Egyptians, whoa, they must have ate a lot of Egyptian-made bread with these big stones because the stones ground down their teeth. Now, it took forever, a day, to digest the bread. So my favorite bread is the German Schnittenbot rye bread. I don't eat white bread. I try to stay away from white bread. Once in a while, my wife will get me to eat a little tiny piece of sourdough, but I really don't like it. I like the German rye bread, you know, especially the Schnittenbrot. You know, it takes forever to digest, tastes fantastic, and has a really low glycemic index. So heart disease basically is calcified arteries are not responding by contracting in a shear force, almost like a little snake eating a little mouse, if you look at it from the side with an ultrasound. And that contractile wave pushes the blood toward your periphery, your tissues. So the two-thirds to three-quarters of your blood flow is not from the heart, it's from your blood vessels contracting after the shearing force of your heart and your aorta strikes the blood vessels. So heart disease basically is primarily a mitochondrial problem, a blood viscosity problem, a calcification of the artery problem, a free radical problem, and a sodium-potassium ATPase, where you don't pump sodium out of the cells and potassium in. And then later stages of it, you get insulin resistance, so you have like 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times higher level of insulin, and your tissues are resistant to insulin, so you start to accumulate sodium inside your cells and tissues, and you start getting edematous, and you know the heart doesn't pump blood back to itself. It doesn't have a giant straw to go through the inferior vena cava and superior vena cava. It is the blood vessels that push through a peristaltic wave of contraction and push it back to the heart. The heart just pumps it out to the lung fields and out the initial pulse to the aorta, and the aorta and the arteries actually pump the blood to your tissues. So it's not really heart failure, it's actually vessel failure. And eventually the late stages of heart failure, where your heart blood either gets really, really thick, the heart wall, and the blood vessels, eventually they calcify. Now the seven synergistic components that are in cardiovasc help to reverse all of these different components that cause heart disease. So let's go through them systematically. The first one is Vitaxin from the leaf and flower part of what?
The hawthorn plant.
And the other knockoffs that are garbage, extend, divide, heart and body, stress, heart drops, use the wrong part of the plant from the wrong continent, and don't have the Vitaxin measured in every batch that they make. And it's a contractile thing like digoxin to make your heart and blood vessels contract so you get a peristaltic wave. Really important. Next component is?
So then we have the aged garlic extract.
And the aged garlic has a number of components in it. It's not just garlic. It helps to kill off the nanobacteria, viruses, and fungi that infect your artery wall. Because when people get artery disease, and I just went 2 days ago for my dental cleaning, everybody that I worked with years ago in the heart transplant and cardiac units, they all had bad teeth. And the reason is those nanobacteria and other things like Epstein-Barr virus and cytomegalovirus grow in their artery walls, and they actually burn the hell out of their arteries. You get oxidized cholesterol, then you get dead macrophages, which become a thing called a foam cell. So you got to have antipathogenics like Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and our NutriDefense, because you got to clear that off. But what's in the aged garlic is it's going to have that special component, Allicin, that actually kills off nanobacteria and viruses like EBV, Epstein-Barr virus, and cytomegalovirus. And it's also going to lower what's called C-reactive protein, which is the inflammatory marker of inflammation, and it lowers the angiotensin-converting enzyme, which basically is why we have ACE inhibitors, or ACE receptor blocker, blood pressure pills. This is basically a natural ACE blocker. Okay? Next component?
So then we have the cayenne.
And cayenne is going to be a vasodilator. It helps release nitric oxide. You can do lots of things. We have Supernox. We're going to replace it in a few months, probably early next year, with a lozenge that will include increasing levels of citrulline and beet powder and arginine, etc. And this will basically increase nitric oxide. This is the this component actually increases nitric oxide. And we have a three-gas system in our bodies. You have carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitric oxide. And without nitric oxide, your oxyhemoglobin dissociation curd can't dump off the oxygen in your tissues. It has to dump off the oxygen in your tissues. It's really important. So without nitric oxide, so you need to have that. Next component. And by the way, you can test it with the human N strips, H-U-M-A-N and then superscript N, and you put a drop of your saliva on the strip, and it'll tell you if your level of nitric oxide is adequate or not. Next component.
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is a small stylizable antioxidant other than hydrogen. So it grabs free radicals and gets rid of them. Really important because heart disease is a free radical illness. In fact, if you lower someone's sugar with diabetes too quickly, you can actually triple the rate of heart disease because sugar is a good grabber of free radicals. It gets glycated and attached to your proteins. And if you lower the sugar too fast, you'll actually have those free radicals attacking your cholesterol to oxidize and form 9-aminyl hydroxycholesterol and oxidized fatty acids to form the nidus to form dead foam cells, i.e. a macrophage that says, oops, bad meal, and it dies. When your macrophage die, you die. How's that? Stay right there. We'll continue with this little discussion about heart disease. And you'll understand, do not get the second best. Don't get knockoffs. Get the good stuff. Get CardioVasc. I take tons of it. You should too. Every adult should be taking it, not just with hypertension. If you want to maintain perfusion, you need CardioVasc.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So we did those components. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay, I don't think we talked about the ginkgo yet.
No, ginkgo is going to improve microcirculation. So if you're taking it, it improves the microcirculation. If you do a SPECT blood flow scan or quantitative electroencephalogram, you'll see areas of the cortex where they don't have high voltages or their voltages are not, the frequencies are not what's called frequency match between different areas of the cortex. So if you're learning a visual motor skill, the visual and motor areas of your brain have to be in the same phase and frequency in a proper voltage level, which you can measure with a quick scan with Lexicor Corporation. And I can refer people to science doctor or PhD psychologist that can do it. It's not a neurology test done by your neurologist. It's done by a science doctor. And I know how to read them. I've been trained by Lexicor years ago to read quick scans or a SPECT blood flow scan. And when you start taking them, people say, oh, Mama can remember all the grandchildren now. Mama can remember her grocery list. The fact is, when you improve microcirculation, you improve your heart, you improve your brain, you improve your liver, you improve your kidney perfusion. So it's very important to have the ginkgo. Next component.
So then we have the valerian.
Valerian balances the autonomic nervous system. Most people that have hypertension or vascular disease have what's called sympathetic dominance. And this brings back parasympathetic to bring you back to a balanced state. Very important. Parasympathetic heals. Sympathetic is fight or flight to allow you to survive. So you want to get back to from fight or flight to healing. Next component.
And this would be the last component, which is the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is important to stimulate detox. Our air, food, and water are loaded up with all kinds of toxins, and if you don't detoxify them, as Dr. Sherry Rogers said years ago, if you don't detoxify, you're dying. That's a good one, hey? Detoxify or die. It's like it should be like a banner on the front of your T-shirt or whatever. Detoxify or die, you know?
mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Viking saying, doesn't it?
Yep.
So, it's really neat stuff. So I take a lot of it. I have it both the capsules. I take at least 3 capsules twice a day. Often we'll put it also in my drink, the tincture. It's good stuff. And you can, by the way, do the same thing for your doggies and cats. You all realize that animals die quicker. They age 7 times faster, so for every year of a dog's life, it's equivalent to 7 years for a human. And they have the same kind of diseases as we have. They just, they're different. They're all on all fours rather than on two, you know, two legs. So we're upright. They're not. Otherwise, the biochemistry, if you look at our genetics, it's not all that much different from animals, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat stuff. And we add other things to it. I recommend Cardivasc. We add CoQ10, CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, both. Magnesium glycinate, Omega Supreme Pro, Vascucare Carnitine. If you're pre-diabetic or high free radicals, we recommend Nutritrala and Carnosine D-Link to get rid of cross-links if you're diabetic. Diabetoline, Berberstatin, Biotin Plus for diabetes and leptin metabolic. Depending on each condition, if you get kidney problems, of course, we want ultrathiamine B1 to protect your kidneys and your eye vessels from fading away. So there's a lot of other things you can add to it. But the central pole of the tent of healing is cardiovascular. And if you think about what's going to take you out and kill you quickly, heart disease and vascular disease are more than all the next five major causes of death. I call it faceplant syndrome. Do you like that term? That's a deagleism. Faceplant syndrome. In other words, it's like you're walking along, doctor says, look, see you next year, everything's fine. 2 weeks later, you're walking your dog, and all of a sudden you just faceplant and break your front teeth off when you die right in your front doorstep. No, Dr. Deagle. I said, well, one-third of the time, the first symptom of males that they have heart disease is not chest pain or shortness of breath, it's faceplant syndrome. Dying faceplant and breaking your teeth off. It happens more than 55% of women, usually 5 to 10 years later, so they don't get any warning at all. More than half, their first symptom is irreversible, irreconcilable death, D-E-A-T-H, death. Not, in other words, you have an appointment with Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself, and nobody's going to take you off the list. Pretty bad, eh? People, Dr. Deagle, that's not a nice way to say it. I said, well, I got to get in your face because you think your doctor and your cardiac drug is going to save you. Even if they lower your blood pressure, they actually may lower your perfusion. So our cardiovascular is going to improve your perfusion. Perfusion is king, you know. Kreislauf is what's the term? Kreislauf is...
Kreislauf ist alles.
It's a alles.
German way.
Right, German way. Kreislauf ist alles, which is king. So if you're, and your dad, of course, went to Pharmacognosy in Germany, that's how we learned all the stuff to make this fancy formula. It's really important to understand, even if you're taking other things, for example, if you take a hydrochlorothiazide, you'll increase your insulin resistance and actually turn yourself more diabetic. If you want a diuretic, add Power C Plus. But you need the central pole of the thing is to try to protect your vessels, because what's going to take you out in the future, including even induced cancer, is lack of perfusion. Lack of perfusion makes tissues turn to cancer, autoimmune disease, lack of nutrients getting to your tissues to heal and regenerate you. If you don't have perfusion, you can't even deliver the biomolecules like Red Deer Velvet DR, serum biomolecules. You need to have proper perfusion. And perfusion is king. It really is. If you're looking head to toe, what Cardivasc does, first off, people say, hey, my hair's growing back now. Hey, doc, I can see better. Hey, doc, I can remember things. I'm not as tired. Hey, doc, I don't get muscle cramps. Hey, doc, I'm not getting atrial fibrillation. Hey, doc, my blood pressure is normal. Hey, doc, my legs don't cramp up. Hey, doc, my bones are healing now. I can't believe it. I took Cardivasc and my bones are healing. My osteopenia is improving. If you're taking our things like our bone generator, Myco D2, Mycel D3, and full vitamin K2, along with collagen max, but as you perfuse your bones, people that are smokers or inflamed or have poor perfusion, they get osteopenia and osteoporosis. Most people don't realize poor perfusion causes bone collapse. People don't know that, do they?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, and Cardivasc helps to protect against that. We're looking down at things like inflammation, tendonitis, bursitis, leaky gut syndrome. All these things are helped by improving perfusion. Pretty neat, eh? So I'm really pleased with Cardivasc. I love the product. It is amazing to me. It's a central pole of our health program for heart and vascular. And basically, if you're not improving perfusion, you're setting yourself up for virtually every disease you can think of is tied to perfusion, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a reason why our hearts beat over 100,000 times a day, right?
If it didn't, you wouldn't be around very long, would you?
Yep, exactly.
So, we have any other questions? Let's say you don't represent cardiovascular.
Well, dumb questions.
I call it dumb question time. Ask the smartest dumb question you can think of to try to say, hey, my brother or my father or I have a specific condition. Think of cardiovascular conditions like deep vein thrombosis, a heart attack, or calcified arteries. Think of the hardest conditions you think, and why would you want to take cardiovascular?
Well, you know, I personally have high blood pressure, and the doctor tells me that it's very imperative to get it within a certain range.
Or faceplant syndrome.
Or faceplant syndrome, right, exactly.
Right. What is hypertension? First off, the Korotkov sounds developed by Dr. Korotkov a couple hundred years ago. It's based on the idea of, I call it the garden hose effect. If you squeeze a garden hose, you can hear, if you put a stethoscope up, you go squish, squish, squish. And then what happens when you hear the first part of the squish, it's the systolic pressure. When it starts to disappear, that's the start of the diastolic pressure. So it gives you an idea of the top pressure in the air vessel and the bottom pressure. And there's the persisting pressures in between the two. The fact is, it's an indirect measure of perfusion. It's not completely one-on-one. And you need to have perfusion studies like EndoPat or Endothelix, but cardiovascular improves perfusion like nothing else, and don't get the knockoffs, please.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We have the amazing and wise lady of infrared light therapy called Infrared Light Band-Aid Therapy and healer, stem cell healer, Lumen Photon. Pamela, we have all of the products now posted up with the correct prices, same prices, by the way. We're soon going to have up the blue light pads, which are a special frequency pad that helps to heal skin. It has antipathogenics and skin healing properties. What you're doing is basically epigenetic frequency therapy. Now, I'll go back and just back up a little bit. I like to ask questions, and my name Deagle is Norwegian, so I like to ask EXE questions. I don't like to ask, because that's too polite. I like to ask questions with my Norwegian Viking war axe. And the reason why I ask is I don't mind, and people shouldn't mind feeling... you know, playing with their mental blocks. They shouldn't mind feeling stupid if they ask questions to show that their worldview is incorrect. Now, Dr. Nogier is interesting. He was a medical intuitive as well as a scientist, and he actually did the research for the Lumen Pads and discovered that each autogenous tissue has specific carrier frequency, like an FM radio station. So neuroectoderm, which is a, you know, when you're making the fetus or little one inside utero, the neuroectoderm is the skin, the central and peripheral nervous system has frequency 3. The internal organs, like the liver, kidney, spleen, etc., have frequency in bowel, frequency number 4. And frequency number 5 is like the FM station for your glands. Your parathyroid, thyroid, ovaries, testicles, etc., adrenal glands, are all in frequency number 5. 6 and 7 are healing or kind of anti-inflammatory frequencies. And if you use a NICO, which is a combination of frequencies, it rotates through them, it's good for things like bones. You need to improve perfusion, you need to improve... the redox potential of tissues. And what Lumen Pads do is they do a couple things. They increase the electron density of tissue, they make the pH rise so it becomes alkaline, and they improve perfusion by releasing nitric oxide. And you need nitric oxide in order to release oxygen in the tissue. So they oxygenate, they activate your mitochondria, they detoxify, and they improve perfusion, and they increase what's called the signal-to-noise ratio between the telomere, the little infrared antenna on the end of your chromosomes, and your ion channels and induced DNA. Pretty big stuff. In other words, lumen pads are freaking amazing. And I'm addicted to mine. And the more I use them over the years, the more I'm absolutely like, do not take my lumen pad. Take everything else. Take my house. Take my car. You're not taking my lumen pad. And I have insomnia, so I take all my nutraceuticals. Like, you know, I take my stress to go and 5-HTP and melatonin. And when I really want to go to sleep, I slap on the lumen pad over my eyes, which helps both my eye condition as well as help my brain. It stimulates the parts of the brain to say, go to sleep, Deagle. Stop thinking in equations. Shut up, Deagle. Go to sleep. It's a, I call my shut-up waves, you know, from the light therapy. And it works. I mean, I put it on 30 minutes, and usually 5 or 10 minutes in, my body says, okay, nighty-night, Deagle. I say, whoa, man, that's amazing. And it really is. If you've got sore bones, let's say you've got a DEXA scan that shows you've got a weak L4 vertebrae in your lumbar spine, you're an 80-year-old female, you can put the lumen pads over it. We had one guy, we did a testimonial last week. He's in renal failure the last 2 years, and he's using his lumen pads over his kidneys, and guess what? We stopped his kidney deterioration, so he's flying to New York for a month. He's off his dialysis list. He's not going to dialysis at all, never started. And off the renal transplant list because he's using lumen pads along with our other nutriments. So lumen is amazing. If you have heart failure, you got to use a lumen pad over your chest while taking your nutraceuticals. If you've got thyroid, if you've got ADD or ADHD, or if you've got a post-traumatic brain injury, there's proof now that if you use a lumen pad on your head, you're going to improve the cortical reactivation of neural pathways, so you're going to reverse brain injury like, you know, some of these football players and basketball players, or even worse, these stupid rugby players. I mean, my God, man, they don't even have helmets on or cups to protect their scrota from injury. It's like, it takes a particularly insane and violent person to want to go into a contact sport without even personal protection. But to be honest with you, helmets and other things don't stop brain injury. It just means you're not going to get an external scar or split your skin when you make your brain bounce around like a ping pong ball inside your head. Right. But guess what? The lumen pad reverses it. So you can get traumatic brain injury, which upregulates the inflammatory markers in the brain, and you can get I call lemon meringue pie syndrome, where the cortex is sheared off the dendrites. We call the meringue. It slides when you slide the pie too hard on the table. You know, you ever had a lemon meringue pie? Not funny if the meringue slides off. If it happens to be your cortex. And the lumen pads are great for fighting even cancer. You can put cancer bone pain, put it over a sore joint, put it over a cancer area where there's a metastasis, and it'll turn off the pain. Now, it should be in every post-op clinic. It should be in every senior home. It should be every sports center. It should be in every doctor's or chiropractic office. It should be every emergency department where, hey, doc, it's hurting like hell, that's why I'm here. Stick them off in a room for half an hour with a lumen pad on and see how they feel. Then get them out of here. They're called gomers. Get out of my emergency room, right? That's what we call them in emergency. That's one of our inside jokes. So tell us, what we use it for everything. I mean, you use it for owls and birdies, for horses, for dogs and cats. And, of course, because you have lots of pets around, they try to steal your lumen pad if you go away to the bathroom. You come back and dang it, the dog is, or cat is actually sitting on your pad, right?
Right.
Now, obviously, animals are not like, you know, Democrats and Republicans are not kind of steered by media. So there's no such thing as a placebo effect. If it works, it works. I want it. So you hear the horse going, neighing, right? Because they want that pad on that sore hock of their leg or whatever. Because if they get a bad bone deteriorating disorder, they're going to be put down. Right? They're not allowed to suffer for years or months, you know, with a terminal bone disease in one of their legs. So the lumen pad saved a lot of horses, hasn't it?
It really has, and we've done a lot of work with horses over the years. We live in a very equine, you know, active area, and we have horses ourselves, and that was actually the very first exposure we had was with horses before it was ever approved for human use. And,
right.
Horses love it. Within moments of having the pad on a horse, the horse will drop its head, which is a sign of relaxation. They immediately respond. And they like it very much.
Isn't that interesting? Horses, I think, are almost, I call them trans-dimensional beings. You know what I mean by that? They're so cool. They're like they're a spirit being that has a physical body.
Yes.
And they're very intuitive. They're all, every horse is telepathic. Just like, you know, smart dogs like my dog Max. He tells me it took a while, but I got to train the Deagle. But horses are telepathic. If you actually know a horse, you can actually be standing there stroking or brushing it and talking to it, and it's talking back to you telepathically while you're doing it. And the same thing, I'm sure, when you give these lumen pads and they're hurting, they go, they're almost telling you thank you waves are coming off the horse saying thank you, the pain's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Now,
yeah, we've saved a lot of horses over the years. That's pretty...
And birds, I'm sure you have been exploratory enough. You've given it to little, I think, birds and owls and other birds. And
yeah,
after they heal up after a while, they just fly away and say, thanks a lot. Thank you, Lumen Photon. See you later in the next life, you know, or the great beyond, or the dream, as the Indians say, the dream state.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, it's been thrilling, yes. We've worked with a couple of different owls and a hawk and canaries and, you know, several other... hummingbird.
Now, what I'm doing is working, and I'm making a lot of progress. That's why I need to talk again to your engineer who's away. I'm making a lot of progress in my epigenetic frequency therapy. And one thing that we're doing is we're going to work to make a little frequency modification pad so we can bring, say, an iPad or iPhone and pump the frequency into the on phase of the lights to flicker at a specific rate. In other words, it doesn't change the setting of the lumen machine, but when the lights are on, we want them to flicker at what's called an entraining frequency. So the entraining frequency is a certain number of hertz. For example, if I pull up the entraining frequency of a specific mineral to help, let's say chromium, it's 77.498745 hertz. Now we round that out and say we want it at 77 hertz, let's say. We can actually create an entraining frequency in the flicker of the lights to help with diabetes and peripheral neuropathy. Also amino acids. So in other words, and I can diagnose that with blood tests, with a metapathy hunter, or new, we'll have by next week, a biophilia scan, which I can do local or hack into the quantum universe and actually tell you what your frequency spectra are to heal you. I can actually send that to you by MP3, and you can broadcast it through soon, and some soon date, hopefully, through the lumen pads as well, on top of the fancy nosier frequencies you already have.
It's a no-brainer.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Pamela, so the lumen pads are amazing. They're also inexpensive. I think with your new pricing, the prices are even less. I mean,
yes.
A lot of the good systems are less than $1,000, and you don't need to buy new pads every time. You know how you have like something you stick on your body and you got to put, you know, microcurrent or whatever? You got to buy new pads every 2 weeks or whatever. As long as you keep these things from getting wet and don't pull the electrodes out of the pad, they're good for decades, man. They're crazy. And the amount of power you use is so little, you can have a little battery pack, you can plug it into your car through a lighter or a converter, you can be an airliner and just plug it in with, sorry, that part of my back hurts, usually when I'm sitting down too long, and it's gone. And the thing is, you can use it for stopping inflammation, stopping pain, stimulating tissue regeneration, improving perfusion. If you're a diabetic and you're about to get your toes and feet lopped off, you got to have these pads. I just talked to a gentleman yesterday and his wife. They're up in Canada, eh? Mm-hmm. And he's diabetic and he's in serious pain already, so he's got peripheral neuropathy. He's probably got plantar fasciitis. But it helps with both, plantar fasciitis, peripheral neuropathy, and vascular insufficiency, which, you know, if you're a diabetic, you're going to, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to have your toes and feet lopped off. And you can even put them over your kidneys to make sure, along with our nutraceuticals like fat soluble thiamine and Vanaway, our diosmin, we can stop you from losing your kidney function. The lumen pads, we have one gentleman who's been on them now 2 years, and he's actually stopped his kidney dysfunction, and the nephrologists are frustrated and say, I wanted you on the transplant list. You should be having dialysis. And guess what? We stopped the deterioration over 2 years. Now we're just adding the other layers. We're added layers with our stem cell therapy, red deer velvet, DR, and myco-D2, and micelle D3, et cetera. And, of course, when we add other things like customized frequencies, which I'm working on with this gentleman because I've already done his metapathy Hunter scan, and we get this little, new little flicker app thing that we can attach to the lumen. And what it does, it'll interface between the output of the pads and just a little flickering of the light, just not in intensity. It needs a flicker, say, from intensity of 2 up to, say, intensity of 10 on the scale, and specific and training frequencies to tell the ion channels, hey, open up, let this mineral in. We need to turn on the DNA because we need a certain structural protein and enzyme. That's how simple life is. Life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. If you're actually to frame, I call Deagle's corollaries of life, whether it's exobiology and you're looking at a distant star, 100 light years from here, if you want to determine if there's life there, you look at the spectral frequencies of water and amino acids and minerals that are in the water, and you can tell whether it could support life. Life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels, respecting the frequencies of plasma forms of minerals and amino acids, period. All life, doesn't matter if it's bacterial, viral, psittacosis, animal, plant, fungus, oceanography, whales, octopi. I love the plural of octopus, octopi. It's funny, mm-hmm. Eh? So the fact is, we're solving things. They say, you could never solve that, Deagle. I said, well, I'm not going to boast at this, but I know about 15% of the time the answer to a question, but God gives me the rest. And I really play, and he gave me visions of this, including my vision of the only stage of life you don't age is when you're in fetal life. And I researched. I said, surely someone else has discovered the light bulb. They must have discovered that fetal life is the only time you don't age. And guess what? I'm the first in the world. That's why I have patents pending on it. The first human in history to know that when you're a baby in utero, you're not aging. Is that cool? The first also to extend beyond Dr. Linus Pauling, Nikola Tesla, and others, the research on how epigenetic frequency therapy is actually regulated. And your machines you've had for 18 years, you've already been doing epigenetic frequency with Dr. Nogier for decades, doing amazing healing. So these pads, if you get them, and as I tell people, I said, if you can afford to get two machines, because one, you're going to be a loner, your friends, neighbors, and your pets are going to take the other machine on you. They're going to do it, man. If they get that pad and realize that they have it over a weekend and they're still hurting, and they don't want to take nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, will give a heart attack or make them, go into renal failure if they're diabetic, they're going to say, man, I want this pad, man. Can I borrow it for another 2 weeks? It's yours. It's a gift. If it's a relative, it's a gift. But I want a check in the mail. Being funny. So, yeah, I'm sure you got funny stories like this. Tell me some of the funniest ones of people that took the lumen pads for themselves or pets or horses.
One I remember was a gentleman who had it for a couple of weeks and, called us and said, it's just not working for me. And, we tried to talk him through some adjusting of his treatment, and he just was, convinced it wasn't working. So he sent it back to us, and we had it back about a week, and then he called back and said, hey, I need that back because I didn't realize how much it was helping me until I didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's funny. That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
I've seen people with their hair growing back on their head because they use the lumen.
Yeah,
I've seen people with their glaucoma, their eye pressures drop, and their retinitis pigmentosa improve. I've seen people with heart failure where their heart failure improves and their cardiac atrial fibrillation gets better. I've seen people with recurring pneumonia and bronchitis or sinus problems put it over the sinuses. In fact, one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm going through a treatment for obstructive apnea called Vivos Life, and I told my doctor, Dr. Kerbs and Escondido, I'm going to use the lumen pads over my jaw to help speed the remodeling of the bones of my airways. It actually mm-hmm. pulls your jaw forward, remodels your soft and hard palate, and moves your teeth out to expand your airway. But the lumen pads will help speed the bone remodeling, won't they?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They will.
Right. So in other words, if you're a 78-year-old female and they did a DEXA scan, oh, my God, mama, your L4 vertebrae is ready to collapse and you've got some weakening in your DEXA scan of your surgical neck of both hips, you want to slap that sucker pad over that low L4 vertebrae in your hips. at least 30 minutes in each spot twice a day. And you want to take our supplements. If you take Signal plus Substance, Signal meaning lumen, plus Substance, the right hitting things like Bone Generator, Collagen Max, Bico D2, Micell D3, etc., full vitamin K2, guess what? Your bones are going to say, thanks a lot, high five. I'm not going to give you a hip fracture, and you're going to need to limp around for 6 months until you get a hip replacement surgery, and then, you know, the danger of the thing cracking your bone, because if you've got weak bones, you can't even put a hip prosthesis in there. It'll just shatter it. I did 40 total hips before I even graduated medical school because I'm a nervy character. I kicked aside the senior resident surgery, and I do it, and the head surgeon was saying, man, he'd be whistling around the operating room while I'd be there as a fourth year medical school and doing surgery, and say, Deagle, you're amazing, man. You can do anything. He said, I just need to get out of the way. And he was singing and playing music in the operating room. And next day I go to the patient. They say, man, that surgeon's good. Look at my scar, man. Look at those. There's beautiful stitches. They said, I don't have any pain at all. I said, no, he's a really good surgeon. I'm laughing. I'm the one that did the surgery, sucker. That's a long time ago. That's like 43 years ago. So I've been around for a long time. And what I've discovered, I need to teach other doctors. I said, like Robbie Burns, before I leave this mortal coil of earth, an earthbound reality, I'm going to pass on my wisdom and willingness to ask questions and feel stupid to my colleagues who don't want to ask questions because they don't want to feel stupid. I mean, they've got an aversion to stupidity. It's like, don't jump in the water. It's too cold. Yeah. I said, don't jump in the questions because they're too cold. They'll make you feel really, really stupid. But I said, I have no fear of that. I don't mind if there's icebergs floating around in the water. Or you feel really stupid, because that's the only way to get wise. And when you ask questions, you realize your worldview that's been taught to you by your professors and your colleagues and your family and everybody else around you is wrong. And the most powerful thing in the world is wisdom, isn't it? You have the wisdom of Dr. Nogier, who asks questions and realizes intuitively, hey, if I give the right life frequencies, I can heal. And it's that simple. And these are not heating pads. You can put a gel pack that's cold against your skin along with using, say, our CBD nanotech liposomal oil and pregnenolone and curcumin over a sore joint, and you can slap a gel pack on with a towel in between and put the lumen pads, and it'll go through 12 inches of bone, muscle, ligament, spinal cord, and it doesn't do any damage. There's no, it's not a heating pad. Oh, I got burnt because of your lumen pads. You can't get burnt with these pads, can you?
No. Uh-uh. I've never had in 18 years never had a case of a burn.
Yeah. So I've seen it almost literally. Every health condition you can imagine is made better with lumen pads. Taking supplements, got pain, got this, got that, got bone problems, got tendonitis, got carpal tunnel syndrome, thoracic outlet syndrome, even things like remodeling your bones. So I'm going through with a special appliance, and over the next year and a half, I'm going to get cured of obstructive apnea by remodeling my bones, by speeding the remodeling using a lumen pad over my lower face and jaws. So in other words, the remodeling process will be faster. My guess is I'll probably be able to speed it up so it'll do it in a year rather than 2 years or a year and a half.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, really cool stuff. So you don't need to suffer osteopenia, osteoporosis, heart failure, retinitis pigmentosa, brain injuries. If you're a football player and your beam's been banged around too many times, you need a lumen pad on your head every night when you go nighty-night. If you do and take our supplements, guess what? Your neurons are going to say, hello, fellow neuron. Oh, I don't want to be demented. And guess what? The lumen pads have helped me to reconnect my neurons, remyelinate them, turn off inflammation, improve perfusion. They are simply amazing. There's no tissue in your body that can't be helped by lumen. No such thing. Your pets, your bungee birds, your owls, your horses, every animal life form will love you if you slap a pad on or near them. Unless they steal them already. When you're away to the restroom. Thank you, Pam. We will see you again next week. Take care. Back in a moment with an amazing show coming up.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.